Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent In- If you are an applicant or if you need to send application information, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Vera. Are you calling today for the first time? Check the status of an case.
Yes.
You calling to check the status of an existing case?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, a new case. A brand new case.
Okay, so you're calling because you are interested in getting assistance in the home with dressing, bathing, meal preparation, light housekeeping?
Yes, and hopefully taking the doctor's appointments. If that's,
well, it does include
if that's not a problem. It does?
Okay. It does include transportation and meals on wheels. Do you have a hard time with dressing and bathing, ma'am?
That I don't. I probably when they arrive, depending on what time, I'll probably, be pretty much dressed. Yeah.
So you just need transportation to doctor's appointments, correct?
And some light housekeeping and make sure I take my medicine.
Okay.
Yes.
So with these Community Health Choice Waiver programs, ma'am, they assist those with dressing, bathing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of an emergency alert system, or home modifications.
Okay. Now, what
so
does that include?
Pardon me?
What does that include? Modification of the home.
That means if you're in a wheelchair, they would try to get a ramp in the home. If you need help getting into the bathtub, they would try to figure out a way in which you could get a bathtub where you could take a bath, ma'am. Or any type of modifications
okay.
when they come out and see it.
All right. Well, right now I'm not in a wheelchair, but I do have to get a foot operation. Yeah, I do. I have a fractured toe. I had a pin put in it, and it was never extracted.
Okay. So I do need to obtain some personal information, and please note that we will not speak to anyone in regards to the applicant's application without their written or verbal permission. Can I have your first and last name?
It's Kathleen. Was a K A T H L E E N.
Mm-hmm.
My last name K A as an apple, N as a Nancy, E as an Edward, King.
Okay.
There's other Kathleen King daddy, I knew that.
Hey, can I have your date of birth, ma'am?
7/21/1966.
And can I have an address for you?
1116 Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N Avenue in Yeadon, Y-E-A-D-O-N, P-A, 19050. It sometimes comes up as Lansdowne because the same zip code.
Okay.
You pull it up on the computer.
And can you confirm a telephone number where you can be reached?
215-800-3365. It's my cell phone.
Do you have the 610 number?
610? No, 215.
Do you have a 610-333 number?
Not anymore.
Okay. And can you verify your social security number for me?
1-6-8-6-2-0-8-0-7.
Okay, so I do have to update your telephone number because the telephone number I have here, you say, is no longer in use, correct?
Right. That's
So you
the
said
only
it
one
was
I use.
215.
800 3365.
And this is your cell phone number, correct?
Absolutely.
Would you like to get text message updates sent to this cell phone about the status of your case?
Yes.
Okay. I just sent the text, and let me see what the status of your case is, okay?
Yeah, it was done a while ago, but I haven't had a nurse come here in a while. No, a long time.
Okay.
Because I had a foot operation and they did come here. And I'm healthy, but she wasn't the greatest. No.
Okay, so I
So,
do see
she
that you
didn't
were a
continue with
no-show for
services.
the right. So I do see that you is your doctor still Dr. Leroy Fletcher?
Yes.
Okay.
I've had
So I
him
will
for
be
30 years.
reopening. I will be reopening your case, and I
Okay.
will be scheduling the first assessment, in-home assessment, with the enrollment case manager, and it will be for the
Yes.
Community Health Choice Waiver Program. Now, do you need for me to explain the process, or do you still remember the process?
I don't know. I guess they do like home assessment and what
Right.
needs
So.
I have.
So the Community Health Choice Waiver Program assists those in the home with dressing, bathing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of an emergency alert system, or home modifications. Now, in order to acquire
Okay.
these services, you must make less than $2,901 a month income. You must have less than $8,000 in assets. The assets does not include a house and
Absolutely.
one car, but it does include checking accounts, savings accounts, pension plans, 401k, 403b plans, or life insurance policies with a cash value. Also with
Right.
these Community Health Choice Waiver, Also with these Community Health Choice Waiver programs, you will get two assessments. The first assessment will be with the enrollment case manager from Maximus, with whom you're speaking to right now. And that would be to see what Community Health Choice Waiver you may be eligible for, your financial status, and your medical status. The second thing
Okay.
us here at Maximus will be doing is we will be sending an inquiry to your doctor or a physician certification form to your doctor. Your doctor
All right.
is responsible for filling it out and sending it back in to us. The
Yeah.
third thing we will do is we will
Yeah,
be
I will.
sending an
Sometimes I have,
inquiry.
excuse me, honey. Sometimes I have a hard time getting to the doctor's appointment. I just do. I have to take two buses. And then I have to walk, I right now, I don't have a vehicle and I take public transportation. And, I've gotten a lot weaker because of my health. That I used to like go to the gym and swim and, lift a little bit, get stronger, but I'm always flying on the bus. I really am. But I never felt face first, never. Never fell on the
Okay.
bus.
So what we would be doing is these programs, they do include transportation and Meals on Wheels or Mom's Meals, okay?
Okay.
So what we are going to be doing is we're going to be scheduling the first assessment with the enrollment case manager. But like I was saying, you will have a second assessment with the Area Agency on Aging. The Area Agency on Aging, what they will do is they will contact you to schedule what we call a functional eligibility determination. And that is just a term to see what level of care you need in a home.
All
The
right,
fourth
well,
thing we hear at Maximus will
I'm
do,
on disability right now.
that's fine. So the fourth thing that we will be doing is we will be sending an inquiry to the County Assistance Office to let them know that you are applying for home and community-based services. And what they will do is they will not call or come to your home. What they will do is they will send a letter if they need any financial information, and that would be to see, that would be if they need bank statements, pension plan statements, 401k, 403b plans, or life insurance policies with cash value.
I don't have that, because I'm
okay,
remarkable.
So, right, so if they need any of that information, they will be calling, they will be sending that letter out for that information to be sent to them, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to down the food stamps too, because it's been very costly, you know, to pay cash for everything.
Mm-hmm. So what it's time to do right now, ma'am, it is time to schedule your first assessment with the enrollment case manager, okay?
All right.
Okay, so what we will be doing is we will be...
Is today Thursday?
Is
today
today
Thursday?
Is Friday. It's Friday,
it's
ma'am.
Friday? Are you kidding me? Oh, my
no.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know that. I really thought it was Thursday.
Mm.
Yeah, because
no,
I don't have the newspaper anymore. Well, thanks for sharing.
So, what we will be doing now is we will be scheduling this first assessment. Now, as I said once before, this will be in person for the Community Health Choice Waiver Program. I also informed you that if you have anyone that would be with you at this assessment, please schedule a time when they will be able to be with you. I also told you that the time frames, and that it will be between the hours of 9 to 11, 11 to 1, or 1 to 3. What appointment time would you like to have?
I prefer 11, so I can, you know,
11
start
to 1?
My day. Yes, please.
Okay. Just a moment.
Yes.
So in order to serve the greatest number of people, you said 11 to 1, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just one moment. What I will be doing is I will be making sure that all of the information that I have is correct. And I will be verifying your address and your phone number shortly. Hold on.
Okay. I also have acid reflux, which is terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, I was afraid of a Pepsi ulcer.
Okay, so the address I have is 1116 Duncan Avenue, Apartment A, Yaden, PA, 19050. And a telephone number that you just provided for me is 215-800-3365, correct?
Yes.
Now, do you need an interpreter? We have to ask this of everyone.
No, thank you.
Okay. So I'm looking for the earliest 11 to 1 that we do have, okay?
Okay.
Okay, within a 7-day scheduling period, I am looking for the earliest of 11 to 1 that we do have.
Okay.
So let me see something.
I'm wearing a sweater. I'm getting hot.
Okay. So the earliest 11 to 1 that we do have is on October 6th. Is that okay with you?
Okay. What day is that?
That is on a Monday.
All right. Let me get my calendar. Hold on, please.
Okay.
And again, that was October 6th, correct?
Right, October 6th between the hours of 11 and 1.
Okay.
Okay. In order to serve the greatest number of people, we do not give you a specific time. We do not give you a specific time. We give you a window of time. Our enrollment case manager will be arriving within that window of time. Before we end this
All right.
call, I would like to confirm that our enrollment case manager, and her name is Kanisha, and that's
Okay.
KYANESHA, Kanisha
Okay. I had
Ford.
someone come here before. Her name was Kanisha. Yes.
Okay, so Kanisha
Very
Ford,
lovely.
she will be arriving at the address that we verified earlier on October the 6th between the hours of 11 and 1. And the appointment
Okay.
will last between an hour to an hour and a half. You will receive a
All
call
right.
from our outbound dialer to confirm that you will be home and available at the scheduled time and advise you of additional information that you may need. Now, for verification purposes, when the enrollment case manager arrives, please be sure to have some form of identification. Can you hold
All
for
right.
just one moment?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for holding so patiently. So, I was
Yes.
explaining to you that the enrollment case manager will be arriving at the address that we verified earlier. They will be there.
Absolutely.
You will get a call from our outbound dialer to confirm that you will be home and available at the scheduled time and advise you of additional information that you may need. Now, for
All right.
verification purposes, when the enrollment case manager arrives, please have in front of you some form of identification. That can be your driver's
Okay.
license, other photo ID, or social security number, and any medical
Can you hold
information
on,
that you
please?
may
Can you
have.
hold on for a second,
Yes.
please?
Mm-hmm.
I was for
Yes.
my show. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay, now any medical information that you may have, such as insurance card, MA access card number, MCO card, or a doctor's name, address, and fax number. Now, should you have a question, need to cancel or reschedule, if you have an address or phone change, please call us back at the number that was called today. And please note that in the event that you are deemed a no-show or cancel this appointment 3 times, we reserve the right to close your application. We will not
All right,
speak to
what's the
anyone in
number here?
regard.
What's the number here if I can write that on my calendar?
Well, I do not
Can I have
have
it,
the
please?
number to the I do not have the number to the enrollment case manager, but you can always
Okay.
call us here at Maximus, and that's 877-550-4267.
Eight. Hold on, please. Hold on. I'm slight dyslexic with numbers. 877.
550
Okay.
4227. If you have any questions or if you have a question about the person that is coming to you, Kanisha,
Okay.
she will be calling from her work phone, okay?
Okay, absolutely.
Now, should you have a question, need to cancel or reschedule, or if you have an address or phone change, you can call us back at the number that I just provided you with again. Now,
For sure.
now when the aroma, hold on one moment, please. All right, so I'm just making sure I'm inputting all this information in as accurately as possible, okay?
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate
now,
this, miss.
Now, please note that if you cancel this appointment more than 3 times, we do reserve the right to close your application, and we will not speak
I
to anyone in regards
that.
To your application without your written or verbal permission. Now, please note that when the enrollment case manager gets there, the state has asked us to remind you to please have in front of you some form of financial verification in the home. That could be a bank statement. That could be a Social Security award letter. Please show the enrollment
right.
case manager. Please do not give it to the enrollment case manager, okay?
What did you say? Don't give it to my case manager or don't?
Do not give
my
it to
letter.
The enrollment case manager, okay?
Okay.
Now, at this time, is there anything else that I can assist you with today? Do you have any other questions?
No. I just want to let you know